If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 BXY.
Let's get right into it this morning. You got something you need to get off your chest? Now would be the time to do it for There I Said It, because it's time to clear
the air, baby.
585-252-9800. Let's get right into Vince. Oh, look at this guy.
Hey!
Oh, God. My cousin Vinny.
Cured meats is horrendous. There I Said It. I hate the fact that I'm an Italian and the popular cuisine is ham, salami, or mortadella. There I said it. Have a happy Friday, you guys.
Those are all the things that gave you high cholesterol.
You know, you have other options, Vince. I'm not going to lie.
All right. Well, I don't know about you, but I love a good pepperoni.
I love a good piece of salami.
What's the other one?
You just put it on Italian.
Prosciutto? No.
Bruschetta?
No.
That's toasted.
Prosciutto.
You like the prosciutto?
Prosciutto.
Or the gabagool. There we go.
So dumb. Gabagool. Like, all right, perfect.
I was like, this can't be healthy.
No.
Especially in mortadella, if you don't know what it is. It's like high-end bologna. There's chunks of pork fat in it. And a lot of people like to put pistachios in it.
What's the one with the olives in it?
That could be mortadella too, sure.
Like bologna. Ugh.
Well, first of all, it's not the same.
No, it's the same.
No,
it's
bologna is like crushed mechanical chicken parts that's put into a glue and a paste and then comes out and they slice it.
You're gonna be sick. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Let's go to the next person. Speakeasies are a dumb business model. There, I said it. Why are you opening a business that only certain people can come to if they have a passcode and it's on a Tuesday? It makes no sense. We're not living in the Prohibition era anymore, so why are we acting as such? I said it.
This city needs more speakeasies.
There's one in Fairport. And
it's
also
not a speakeasy.
What do you mean?
No, it's not a speakeasy. It's not. What is it?
I don't even know the name of it. That's how private it is.
What's the entrance, though? Are you going through a
you
refrigerator?
You have to go through. Yeah, like a library up through an attic way. Yeah.
The city needs more of these speakeasies.
I don't think so.
They're the best.
Very exclusive.
Oh, they're so fun.
Mine for today is this. I truly believe that the Shrek franchise is one of the most underrated franchises and collection of movies probably ever. There, I said it. DreamWorks really hit a number with that one, so much so that the Shrek 5 trailer was just released yesterday, and I can't lie. I'm excited about it. It's funny. It's different. It's not from Disney. And I'm obsessed.
Shrek 5?
Shrek 5 is coming out.
Is it animated or real people?
No, it's animated.
Ah. All right.
Not you casting yourself for the role of Shrek.
The donkey. Let's go over to Dave. What's up, guys? Good morning. Bring back TV dinners. They were the greatest thing about watching TV. Plus, my wife can't cook, so this would help us all out. There, I said it.
Was it what? The kid cuisine where it came with the cosmic brownie?
Ugh, yes.
The best.
Oh, yes.
I saw a cosmic brownie yesterday, and I was like, oh, my God, I need to eat this. And then I looked at how many carbs, and it was like 700. I was like, I don't think I can.
Don't even get me started with Little Debbie's.
Oh,
those oatmeal cream pies. Let's go over to our intern, Joe. You got one for today, bud?
Yeah.
Sure does.
This is a tough one, but I think that burgers are better when they're not beef.
Oh.
Burgers are, what are you talking about? You're talking about like jackfruit?
Like a chicken patty? Oh my God.
No, I personally prescribe to venison and elk burgers.
Oh, yeah. You know what, Ben? I'm going to have to agree with you on that. Anything but the beef. You know what I mean? Yeah, I like that take.
Not the venison burgers. Honestly, here's the thing. I can't really taste the difference. Am I criminal for saying that?
No, I don't think a lot of people.
Every ground beef tastes the same to me.
Well, that's because
unless it's white or red.
Well, you cook all your beef in the microwave.
So no, I don't. You're disgusting.
Let's go to the phones
for today.
Hold on a second. Let's get over to Mike. Are you there, buddy? No, Mike.
Of that.
Whatever.
All right, Mike is not here with us. What's yours for today?
Mine. People who leave their window shade up the entire flight, they're the worst type of people there. I said it. I can't stand
it.
Yeah,
like, what do you...
I can't stand it. Especially when the sun is beaming. And I'm like,
nothing's changing. Even if there was something changing, you can't do anything about it.
Who else is here? Let's go over to our friend Laura on this beautiful Friday morning. If you think it's okay to breastfeed in the middle of a Panera Bread, you're trash. There, I said it. Some women only do it for the attention, you guys. If that's not the case, then put a privacy sheet over you and your child. Because pulling your milk sacks out while I'm trying to eat a panini is not okay. Damn, Laura. What Panera?
Laura's definitely a girl's girl.
What Panera bread were you at?
No, you're driving backwards there. This person says, if you're jaywalking right next to a sidewalk, you're lazy. There, I said it. And this person's really angry at Vince. Screw you, Vince. Okay.
Yeah. We like cured meats. And if Subway sandwich shop, I'm not even going to say it. If Subway sandwich shop had more beautiful cured meats, oh, that place would be booming. There'd be lines out the door.
Their bread is like 100% sugar. So they like went to jail for it.
Hey, can I ask you what your first ingredient is? Oh, it's what's in every bread. Carnauba wax. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY.
98 PXY.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.